How does it feel to have lived long enough to see all of your favorite franchises go down in flames?
Feels great.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
I'm fighting back vomit for some reason, I guess. Maybe there's a kike around me somewhere. There's a kike in my vicinity. It's making me sick. I don't know. I sense kike around me. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, May 4th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about how kikes are incredibly Jewish and how dumb and evil and pathetic and assholey they are. That's what we're going to talk about. Then, Sam Hyde, Buck Broke Eye Cucks. Then, we're going to talk about breaking, another bank is on fire. More stock market news. Wonderful. And, wow, we finally have ye news? We finally have ye news? What? Groypers seething. Or gay roypers seething. And for the finale... Oh, that's the finale. Is that the finale? No, finale is World War III. World War III is the finale. Nuke launch wait party. Wonderful. Can't wait. That's going to be the show today. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you took the nice couple days off to go watch my old episodes and catch up. And now we're caught up and now we're back to live shows again. Welcome. Another 5 days of live shows. And on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll do board games again. It'll be board games once more. Feel free to join Lou if you so choose. It'll be Tuesday or Wednesday. Board game day. Yep. Okay. Getting into the show. First topic of the day. Gypsy Crusader has been arrested again. Apparently, he violated his parole. The rumor I'm hearing is by waving a gun in his live stream, which was his little flag gun, the little joke gun he has that says nigger on it. Apparently, he was waving that around and it was a gun or something. And that's what they're using to say he violated his parole. And they locked him back up. From what I'm assuming, it says the remainder of his sentence ending July 19th. So the remainder of his sentence would be 3 more years. So that would be fucking 2026, July 19th. That's horrific and horrible. I'm sorry, Gypsy. Fuck. See you in oblivion. We'll have our next president. While you're in jail, maybe things will be fixed or something and you'll get out. Who knows? Probably not. Doubt it. And then Amy Colbert says they're doing a raffle of some sort. Amy, you need to... Okay, Amy, our little section of the internet is already skirting the law. Okay, why are you going to do a raffle? Raffles are not legal in America. That is gambling. Okay, you need to be very careful, Amy. You need to be very fucking careful doing a raffle. You could only do raffles if they're non-profit. That's the only way you're allowed to do a raffle. Okay, that's why schools get away with it. It's a loophole. Schools can do it because it's a non-profit, technically. Okay? If you're doing it for Gypsy, that is not legal. So you need to be real fucking careful, Amy. You're flirting with kikish powers you do not understand. So be fucking careful. Be careful participating in this raffle. This isn't legal. This raffle is not legal. People need to tell her this. This is not something you're allowed to do. This is considered gambling, and that is not legal. You need a license to do it, or it's weird. Can't do that. Next, Handsome Truth. Jehu got kidnapped again by Jewish Zogbots in West Palm Beach. Any help for his legal defense will be greatly appreciated. It's this guy that hangs out with Handsome Truth. They got him. He's in jail. They're getting all our guys. Got arrested Gypsy Crusader again. Arrested Jehu. Like, fucking aim. I think what people will push is Handsome Truth himself isn't getting arrested, but everyone around him's getting arrested. Oh, Handsome Truth's fed. Okay, but they do that on purpose. They do that on purpose. Why are they going to take down the face of the fucking movement, man? You're going to turn him into a fucking martyr. They're not going to do that. Nope. They're going to take down everyone around him and then spread rumors that he's a Fed kike. You know, that's what they'll do. Handsome Truth has done nothing illegal. He always says to not give him your name. Let's watch the video he made.
What's up, homeboys? Jehu had court date today regarding defending himself and a little checkup on that. And he had a feeling that he was going to get arrested and that the police would do, the West Palm Beach Department would do the same thing that they did with Handsome Truth's barber. And yeah, it happened. He got arrested. They said he had two outstanding warrants.
And now they're going to get Handsome Truth for the same thing. They kept Handsome Truth's warrant off the books so that you couldn't see it. So for those saying that they're okay, for those saying everyone around Handsome Truth's getting arrested and he himself isn't arrested, he is going to get arrested coming up. It's coming, guys. He's getting arrested as well. When he goes to trial, he'll probably mention it.
And now they're processing him. So we're trying to figure out what these two warrants are, since when we checked the court systems, my name isn't showing up. Other people's names aren't showing up that were there for this so-called littering charge. So we're dealing with the corruption of Florida today, and trying to figure out how to get our buddy out of jail. So prayers for Jehu, and you know, that he stays strong and we get through this and figure out what the heck is going on. How are they getting away with this shit? Saying that there's warrants out, and then when you check the system, there's nothing on there for the littering citation that they're saying that they're issuing a warrant for. So that's today's mess, and they're probably going to do it to everyone that's involved with the case, you know, with the littering charge. So I'll probably have to get booked and do all this bullshit pretty soon here too, along with a couple other people. So corrupt Florida state ran by Jews, passing laws to make it illegal to talk about Jewish supremacy, kidnapping law-abiding citizens for no damn reason. So wake up, America. We've got a Jewish problem. Get those flyers out there, expose these Jewish criminals, and educate the people that are been bamboozled by these Jews. So get out there, get to work. Don't let the bastards get you down. We're still going to win this. Hail victory. All right, prayers for Jehu.
Hail.
And all of us that are going through the struggle. So we're going to try to get Jehu out of jail today. All right? You guys have a wonderful day. Yeah!
Yeah! Yes. Fuck the kikes, man. Assholes. Max asshole. Jewish. Got Gypsy. Got Jehu. Gonna get Handsome Truth, too. They're going to get them all. And get all of our guys. Get them nice and in jail. Nice and safe where they can't speak. Don't want them talking. Don't want them talking. How long till they come for Lou? How long till Lou gets the FBI at his door? Gonna be switching content very shortly. Okay, here we go. Sam Hyde, Buck Broke Ike Hux. Poltars just keep winning. Froggy Fresh Drama. He finally addressed it, guys. He finally came out with the video about it.
Or with high level.
Spoilers, it's cucked as what? Fuck. The entire video's cucked. He's just whining and whining. I'm surprised there's as many updutes on this as there are. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. I liked the part where Ian is a cuck now. I like that part. Man. Yeah. Just Max cuck iDubbbz. Pretty entertaining watching this whole drama play out. Apparently, Sam Hyde commented and he said he would train iDubbbz in secret and that he would guarantee iDubbbz a win and he would stake his career on it. That's pretty amazing. I believe Sam. I believe Sam wholeheartedly. Dude, oh, this is so great. I have to read this out. The green ones are iDubbbz. The brown ones are Froggy Fresh. Here we go. Hey, dude, I just want to clarify. I'm not mad at you. I just want this event to go well. And part of that is trying to be proactive about things. I just want to find a solution. I really appreciate your friendship, and I don't want to feel like I've upset you. I don't understand what's wrong. Can I not work with Sam Hyde? He's been very nice to me. It's just a tricky situation. I personally have been hurt by a lot of things he's done. If he's your friend, that's totally understandable. I just don't get along with him, and I'm afraid of having him associated with the event. There are others involved in the event that also aren't comfortable with. Then it cuts off and it goes to, yeah, he's my friend. I don't understand what me going to Rhode Island to work with Sam has to do with anyone who is uncomfortable with him. They don't have to see or work with him. So we don't get to see all of the text. So iDubbbz doesn't give us the full text. His wall of text. Then iDubbbz says, I agree. Privately, what you do is absolutely only your business. But because we are running a public charity event that we banned you from for charity, we have to be careful about these things because you do represent the event in some ways. I had a similar issue last year. I thought, no problem, Harley. You can work with Sam Hyde, but it ended up attracting a bad crowd, and I got harassed online about it a lot because it was a public display. With Sam being it? What? What the fuck? That's nice of you to give Harley permission to work with Sam Hyde. I didn't know I needed your permission as well. Of course you need iDubbbz permission. He's your master. Duh. It's not about permission. He just called and asked if I was cool with it because he was making content about it. So what are we actually discussing right now? If I work with Sam Hyde, are you going to prevent me from fighting in the event? Then that is exactly what happened, but let's continue. iDubbbz says, he actively makes content about wanting my marriage to end. That's my wife is evil and hasn't respected my boundaries. I don't feel comfortable. Like you respected everybody's boundaries and content, cop, Ian. Like you respected everyone's boundaries and content, cop. Fuck off, Ian. I don't feel comfortable having him associated with the event. I'm wondering if you can understand where I'm coming from on that. What the fuck? Then Froggy Fresh says, Sam's his friend. He's not going to just tell Sam he's not his friends because Ian said so. And then he asks again, if I work with Sam, are you going to kick me out of the event? And then Ian says, it's very painful and difficult, but we have to keep distance from Sam. We just have to. We have to do it because my wife says so. Because I'm a cuck. Then Froggy Fresh says, I would appreciate a yes or no answer, please. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to boxing practice tomorrow or not. Then Ian says, it depends on what your plan with Sam is. Sam can absolutely not be at the vent. And then Froggy Fresh says, his plan is to go to Rhode Island, hang out with him, train with him, and then go fight a creator clash. That's his fucking plan. And then Ian talks about the event again. And then Froggy Fresh says, okay, I'm going to go with Sam. And then Ian does multiple walls of text. Like, why are you talking to me like this? How could you do this? This isn't someone you want to be with. How could you choose Sam over me? I just don't understand it at all. You're kicked off of Creator Clash. Something like that. Pretty funny. Wow, Ian's a little baby child. Ian's a baby fucking child. I can't believe he posted that for the world to see. What an idiot. And he also edited it. He selectively edited it so he couldn't see it all. What a faggot. Ian likes to be surrounded by yes men. Sucking his fucking dick. That's what Ian likes. The Creator Clash proved that. He was surrounded by yes men. You saw from my intro. People just sucking Ian's dick. This is an amazing event, Ian. You got your ass fucking whooped. Good job, Ian. Fuck yeah. The Creator Clash is amazing. We all made millions of dollars. Fuck yeah. You're amazing, Ian. Go get your ass whooped again, Ian. Fuck yeah. God damn, we're awesome. It's just so dumb. So kikish. It's so kikish, isn't it? So fucking kikish. Them scamming all of their viewers and friends hurts me inside a little. This American says, I hate how I watched this video. Froggy sounds like a retard sucking Sam's dick thinking he's the greatest comedian. iDubbbz is holding back tears. This is stupid. Fuck you, OP. Kill yourself. Is iDubbbz holding back tears? He just seemed pathetic and weak to me. Weird. Weird. Next thread. Fucking iDubbbz. Sam Hyde drama. Still relevant. Amazing. Sam Hyde rent free. Okay, stock market crash. Another bank crash. Guys, we got like three bank crashes. Three bank crashes. Dude, this is the crazy thing. There was three bank crashes and the stock market was going up. The stock market was going up. Okay, Try to get that through your brains right now, guys. Three banks crumbled to fucking dust. JP Morgan got $100 billion for $5 billion. Simple as. And the stock market went up, okay? That is where we are at right now. Banks crashing is a good thing, so that makes the stock market rise. So what happened? Powell did a rate hike, a 25 rate hike, 0.25% rate hike, or whatever the fuck, who cares? He did a rate hike. We got a rate hike. Why? Because he fucking had to. Because banks are crumbling and the stocks are going up. Because nothing makes sense. He had to do it. He had to do it. He had to announce it now because the stocks are just not making sense. And he needs them to crash. He needs them to go down. They can't keep going up. It's not good. It's very bad. Very bad. That's very bad. I can't wait till this all crashes. I cannot wait. I was really contemplating buying puts. I was thinking maybe buy like two puts per big company like Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, all the big Silicon Valley stocks. I was thinking about buying puts for September, you know, probably like $60 down maybe. What do you guys think? I don't know. I'm very tempted right now. Very fucking tempted. This America says, I see the Aladdin AI is doing a bang-up job of crashing all the banks so JP Morgan can gobble them up. Dude, this is the opposite of capitalism. This is so far from capitalism. We are in fucking communism right now. We are full fucking communism. We became communists. We didn't even know it. We are the communists. Holy shit. And great. The government bought that bank and then gave it to JP Morgan. What is that if not communism? That is straight up fucking communism, man. That's what communism is. Government control. Everything's fucked, man. Everything's fucked, and Lou really wants to bet on it. Lou really wants to bet on it. Will they allow it to crash? Will they allow it to crash? This guy says, digits confirm PNC insolvent. Luckily, no digits. Good. Another two more weeks without crashes. Wonderful. This guy says, you are here. When Washington Mutual looked like this, this was the crash. We're right here. First Republic Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank. These are the bank crashes. These are all the crashes. That's what these are. These are the crashes. So this is the Washington Mutual Bank crash, one big crash. We got three huge, ginormous crashes. Each bubble is a failed bank. Thank you, Diogenes. Wonderful. Yes. Failed banks. Humongous. We're fucked. I wonder how big the bubble for Bank of America would be. Very fucking big. Is the graph corrected for inflation? Who the fuck knows? Probably not. $1 now is like $5 back in 2000. And fine, you're right. Those bubbles would be smaller, definitely. Next thread. Wow, you're gonna like this one, FBot. You came at the perfect fucking time, bro. Groypers seething. Bwahahaha, E2024, let's go. I am almost certain this is a fake story. I think this is a play by Milo. I'm pretty sure this is a play by Milo. Spring Badger gave me a little Twitter thing we'll look at right after this, but let's go. What is this? TMZ reports Kanye West hires Milo Yiannopoulos to run Ye24 campaign, boots Nick Fuentes. Okay, this is the big news right now. But let's look at this tweet. Breaking. And guys, this is a real, I checked, this is a real TMZ article, okay? But TMZ is fucking gossip as fuck, but this is real. This is fucking real, okay? Black Swan tweets, breaking. Krashenstein deleted his fake story about Ye24 and Nick Fuentes when his source was proven to be fake. Thank you for deleting the fake news, but be more careful next time in your reporting. It's funny they say that, but the story is still up on TMZ, so it's very strange, this news push right here. Just very This guy says source Milo said so. Exactly, man. Exactly. Why is all of this drama so fabricated and weak? It's all so fabricated and weak. This American says, damn, I don't like Milo. That sucks. Guess I have to vote for DeSantis. What? The kike-loving lover. The kikest of lovers, DeSantis. What? Fuck off, man. Fuck off. Fuck voting for that kike lover. This American says, ye is yet another grifter. Pied Piper strategy all over again. Dude, Connie is not a grifter. He's a dumb nigger that named the kike and lost all of his fucking wealth for doing said thing. I don't... How is Connie Pied Piping people? What? As if the nigger could be so smart. This American says, as long as Yi is still going, who cares? Who even knows if... Is he still going? Is this a legit story? Who knows, man? I want Yi to run. I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be a fun fucking primary if Yi ran. I wouldn't mind it. But is he running? Is any of this legit? It sure doesn't fucking seem like it. Groiped. Groiped. Milo says, I forgive you, Nicholas. I forgive you. What a faggot, man. Don't you want to punch him in the face a little bit? I just want to punch him in the face slightly. Slightly. Peacefully. With love. Oh my gosh. The Milo vs. Destiny debate. I think I talked about this briefly. Milo is such a grifter, man. He has a velvety lip service, but man, he is kikey. He is kikey and deceitful. Ethan Ralph. Dude, whenever I think of Ethan Ralph, I think of this gif. Every time. I'm sorry, Ethan Ralph. Poor Ethan. Come on, bro. Defend yourself, buddy. Come on. Oh my god. He's such a roly-poly. He can't defend himself. He's so really... God, I feel like I could defend myself better than that. That's so funny. Gunt. Gunt. Dude, I have a gunt. Idiocracy. This Britbunk says, I don't think Kanye ever wanted to grift. He got manipulated and is bipolar. At the very least, he introduced some normies to the JQ. He's bipolar. Why do you say he's bipolar? Why do you immediately buy into the Jewish narrative that he has some fucking mental disability? Is naming the kikes a mental disability, you asshole? Just because he goes on Alex Jones and names the kikes, he's bipolar? Because he's wearing a fucking Power Ranger suit? Fuck off. He's fucking Yee's a fucking phenomenon. If he wants to wear a Power Ranger suit, it doesn't make a bipolar. Kino Casino is going to be hilarious tomorrow. Dude, I cannot stand the Kino Casino. They are such grifters. That one dude is so kikish. Just every word that comes out of their mouth is so kikish. Niggy loves them. Niggy loves them. Niggy got mad when I talked that bad about them. But they're so grifty, man. All they do is bash people and whatever. Make some better content. People say Nick's gonna cope. Why? Why would Nick cope about this? I don't get it. Don't understand. This is just fabricated drama. This totally seems like Milo. This totally feels like Milo. FBot says, when Yi was calling white people racist, his mental health was fine, apparently. I mean, exactly. I mean, you call white people racist, that's good. You say you want to kill white people, that's fine. That's totally okay. Killing white people, exterminating the white race, those are completely logical, stable-headed things for a nigger to say, aren't they? So fucking level-headed and stable, but you start naming those kikes, holy fuck, he's bipolar. He's bipolar. Weird. I don't know, this all feels like Milo. This has Milo written all over it. Next thread. World War III, this is the finale! World War III! World War III is here, guys! Russia says U.S. decided Kremlin attack. Ukraine carried it out. Holy shit! They tried to assassinate Putin. They tried to get the monkey man. They tried to get him. I need the video. Here we go. Cool. It blew up. The drone flew over the Kremlin and it got shot out of the sky, which is funny because someone on 4chan was posting saying, oh my god, the Kremlin couldn't even shoot down a fucking drone. It did shoot it down. That's what happened. You think the Kremlin delivered its payload? No, it got shot the fuck out of the sky, you dumb shit. It didn't deliver jack shit. and delivered a fucking heaping helping of nada. Got a face full of lead. Wow, you really showed Putin. You really fucking showed Putin. You really showing Putin with that drone. Really showed him. Really got him. Anyways, right after that happened, Biden went into a bunker. I wonder why. And so did Zelensky, as well as many other people. And apparently there was a missile strike on Ukraine, but a lot of them are shot down. I'm pretty sure we have a Patriot missile defense system there that we're not talking about and no one really knows about, that I guarantee you we're not supposed to have there. That is violating so many fucking treaties, just saying. Russia's not whining about it, though, because it's like, what, Russia's going to be like, U.S. has a missile defense system in Ukraine. Wah, wah. It's just they don't care. They're not going to whine about it. They're not going to whine. It's like, then the NATO's going to be like, prove it, Russia, prove it. I don't know. Dumb. And Russia's going to show us their... You think Russia wants to show us their satellite capability? No. No. It's probably really shitty quality pictures, just being honest. Yeah, I'm sure they could see it. Remember when people got mad at Trump because he showed the Iranians blowing up their own fucking missile? The Iranians blew up their own fucking missile and they denied it. So Trump released the satellite images of it. And everyone was like, Trump, you're releasing stuff. You're showing them what we're capable of. It's like, dude, we just launched a brand new spy satellite into space days earlier. That was even more advanced than that one. So fuck off. FBot says, Russia is now locked in a proxy war against the entire world. It's basically World War II except by proxy. Dude, you know what's the craziest, most horrible thing about this is that this entire war is America lying to Russia, stabbing Russia in the back and doing everything America did everything it said it was not doing. Okay. America built up a fucking army in Ukraine purely to take out Russia. Okay, that's what this army has been built up for. That's what Ukraine was made for. That's what all this pumping, this money laundering into Ukraine has been to achieve. Okay, it's been to destroy the Soviet Union, Russia. And their plan is fucking failing. Okay, all this years of secret buildup, all these plans laid. And what has it got the United States? We're about to lose our position as the world power because of a fuck up, because of Joe Biden, the puppet, and the global homo trying to achieve their goals. I mean, we are on the precipice of the new world order right now. It's incredible. Next thread, nuke launch party watch thread. How are you spending your last hours? What are you listening to? What are you eating?
The world as we know it. It's the end of the world. star, Leonette, Brass Nap, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
Boys, boys will be boys. Skateboards 90s. I miss the 90s. Amazing, incredible, yes, nukes, wonderful, end of the world, can't wait. Also, this leaf says, retards here think Russia's gonna do something because a drone blew up a flag on the Kremlin or whatever. Leaf, I know you don't believe in nukes, Leaf, I know you don't believe in nukes, but the rumor was that Russia actually loaded two nukes onto a plane and flew it over fucking Kiev. That really happened. That was a rumor that was going around. I bet it was true. Because fucking Zelensky did a speech today where his voice was shaking and he sounded fucking scared. And he said, we had nothing to do with that flag strike. We had nothing to do with that. We would never strike Russia in their own territory. We only fight here in Ukraine. He sounded like a little pussy bitch in the speech. What happened to attacking Russia on their soil and stuff? Zelensky was just saying that. And now Russia puts some nukes on a plane and you're sounding pretty fucking scared. Funny. No, they loaded nukes onto a plane and they flew that plane. That's what Russia did. They flexed their dick a little bit. So that's the thread. And yes, we are on the precipice of World War III. And yes, nations are using nukes as fucking pawns. Yes, it's happening right now. I know you Leafs might not think it is, but it is. It is happening. It is. Yep. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. We will do another board game night Tuesday or Wednesday. It'll be one of those days. Thank you. Please join me. It'll be great. We'll have another great fun time. It'll be wonderful. Bye.
Ikaga! Koi!私の2001勝目ね。悔しい。本当はさ、悔しいのは私の方。女の子はね、大人になったら。 男の人より弱くなっちゃうの。ゾロはいつも言ってるよね。世界一強い剣豪になるって。女の子が世界一強くなんてなれないんだって。パパが言ってた。ゾロはいいね。男の子だから。私だって世界一強くなりたいよ。胸だって膨らんできたしさ。
私も男に踏まれてくれば。俺に勝っといて、そんな泣き言言うなよ。卑怯じゃねえかよ。お前は俺の目標なんだぞ。男だとか女だとか、俺がいつかお前に勝った時もそう言うのか。
実力じゃねえみてえに一生懸命お前に勝つために特訓してる俺がバカみてえだろ。そんなこと言うな。約束しろよ。いつか必ず俺かお前が世界一の剣豪になるんだ。どっちがなれるか競争するんだ。
バカ野郎、弱いくせにさ。
約束だ。
クイナが死んだ。
くしょ、お前昨日俺と約束したじゃねえかよ。逃げんのかよクイナ。先生、あいつの刀、俺にくれよ。
ああ、いいとも。
俺、あいつの分も強くなるから。天国まで俺の名前が届くように。世界一強い大剣豪になるから。